In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is some deep theology in this gospel reading, but there is also something very practical. If you don't do the practical thing, you won't understand the theology. The Lord declares His divinity. He declares how God is completely unreachable, unknowable. He says that no one doth fully know the Son except the Father, nor doth anyone fully know the Father except the Son. But then He adds, and He to whomsoever the Son is willing to reveal Him. This is how we know God, because Jesus Christ became man and made our flesh capable of knowing God. It has to be helped quite a bit by God's grace in order to know God, but it is now possible with baptism, with struggling for the virtues, with dependence on God's grace, with repentance, with all these things, we can know God because the Son can will to reveal Him to us. So what the Lord is saying here is, number one, stating very clearly to those who have ears to hear that He is God because He knows the Father. He needs no one to help Him know the Father. If you know the Father without help, you are God. And that we can know the Father through Him. But then, right in the context of this, He says, "Come to Me, all ye who are labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls." This is in the context of Him saying that God's unknowable, that only I know the Father, and only the Father knows Me. Of course, the Spirit knows both. He's not mentioned in this passage, but we all know that the Holy Spirit knows the Father and the Son as well. Each of the hypostases of God know each other. He says, God's unknowable unless the Son chooses to reveal Him. Then He says, come to Me, all ye who are labor and are burdened. So what is this labor and what is this burden? This labor and burden is the labor of life lived outside of God. And the burden is our sins and our passions that keep us from knowing God. He says, I will give you rest. In this context, it means I will that you will know the Father. So rest is to know God. Now, I preached on beaches, and I never understood that. Nobody ever told me that. Rest was being saved from your sins in those days. But rest is to know God. Rest is to have peace for your souls. Now, when I was reading this passage and kind of thinking about it, I was thinking that why do so many people find Christianity to be difficult, burdensome? They find it to be too hard. The fasting's too hard. The services are too long. The moral prescriptions are just wrong. They're too much. I just read a letter from someone who has quit. He says he's quit the Greek Orthodox Church. I actually think he quit it long ago because he's a out gay man, has been, people have known he's been gay for a long time. I guess priests have just given him a pass about his lifestyle and given him communion, and he's been a choir director. But now it's just too hard for him because the church is not nice about his lifestyle. It's too much of a burden. So he doesn't want that yoke. He wants another yoke, and he's going to become an Anglican or an Episcopalian or something or the other. God help him. What he doesn't understand is the burden that he has and that we share with him is sin. That's what causes the problems. Whether the sin be the desire for another, for a man for another man, or for a man for a woman, or for a person for wealth, or for prestige, or for material things, or for any kind of other sin. That's the burden that brings us down. And that's a heavy, heavy yoke that we have upon ourselves. And so we mistake when we're carrying this yoke. This person is mistaking it for sure. There's no doubt in my mind. He's mistaking that the yoke that he has on himself that is heavy, he's giving to the church. He's saying the church is giving him this yoke. When actually, he will still have his sins, and he will still have a heavy yoke and burden. Now, if there are enough people to tell you that you're doing okay, I guess you can be convinced you're doing okay. But we are Christians. We must be honest about our sins. We must also be honest that we barely know God. This is the purpose of our life, to know God. We barely know Him. So what's keeping us from knowing Him? Is God keeping us? No. It's God's will that we know Him. So who's keeping us? Is it the government? Is it the right or the left? Is it the church? It's none of these things. It's our burden in our own life because of the labor that we have for the things that perish. I remember a story about a person who lived, a monk. He lived a very heedless life. Very lazy, very heedless. And he died. And he spent some time, obviously after his death, with a vision of paradise and of hell. And then he came back to life. And all he wanted to do at that point was pray. He wanted to be shut up in his cell and pray. He couldn't even speak of what he saw. All he said to the brethren was, "Save yourselves." He had the image, not just the image, he had the reality of knowing about God and knowing about his sins. And he wanted to cast off his burden and take on the Lord's yoke. And it was so real to him that that's all he cared about. Now God is hypothetical for most of us. He's sort of a concept. And therefore, when things are hard, we don't understand that all that's going to perish. The only thing that's going to matter is, have we taken on our Lord's yoke such that we would be unburdened of our sins? I lament for this man who is certainly going to get a lot of good press from a lot of people, including a lot of stupid Orthodox people, that are going to say how brave he is and everything else. He mentions, by the way, that there were many priests who privately would say, it's okay what you're doing. God help those priests for not being priests of the gospel, for lying to him, for continuing to allow this charade to occur, that you could actually live without repentance and still worthily take communion. It's not possible to do that. We're a lot like this man, a lot of us. There's not just sexual sin in the world, there's all kinds of sin. And if we do not repent of our sin, then what we are doing is basically saying to the Lord, I don't like your yoke, I like what I'm doing. That's a way to be lost, no matter how big or small our sin is. And I'm absolutely convinced that the way to take on the Lord's yoke is to very powerfully know about His promise. We can't actually realize His promise or experience His promise because of our sins yet, but there should be glimmers of it, and it should be something that we desire above all else. And if we desire that above all else, then we care nothing about anything except God. And we submit ourselves to God. And if we're sinners, we repent. And if we're not good at repenting, then we at least are struggling to repent. Because repentance, of course, involves sorrow and change. Perhaps there's only the sorrow part in our life. God will honor that if there's sorrow in your life about your sins. He will not honor if there is no sorrow in your life about your sins. Whether or not you stop sinning, I've told you many, many times, and sometimes I've been called on the carpet by someone who's now he's in Romania. He was always mad at me for saying that. But I said, don't be afraid of sin. Be afraid of not repenting of your sin. As far as whether or not you can stop sinning, that's a complex question. And it's really not important to have that answer. What's important is, do you want to stop sinning? Do you want to take on the Lord's yoke? He promises here, if you take on His yoke, He will give you rest. Do you believe it? If you believe it, then you'll continue to struggle, even if things are hard. And then God will give you rest. Now, I think the reason people, such as this person, who is now leaving the Orthodox Church because they don't agree with his lifestyle, or officially don't agree, unofficially, a lot of people agree with his lifestyle, and he could certainly find places that would let him commune, let him even be a teacher. But the reason why he's leaving the Orthodox Church is because he doesn't see what the Lord is saying here. The Lord is saying, God's unknowable, but I can make you know Him. And that is going to give you rest. It's the only thing that matters. Everything else is inconsequential. So we should take this as a warning to ourselves, that we should strive after God. I was just reading a book, a very good book about prayer, and it talks about that the number one struggle we have in life is with God. We are trying to force God to reveal Himself to us. Of course, God desires to reveal Himself, and the language is sort of poetic, but there is a struggle where we are trying to say, God, I really do want to know Thee. We're trying to prove ourselves to God. Keep knocking on the door until finally He opens and we see Him. Now, if we just decide that we don't like the church because of this or that or the other thing, we're certainly not knocking on any doors. We're just pretending. So may God help us to struggle to see God, to know that that is the point of life, and to know that the only way to do that is to take the Lord's yoke. The Lord's yoke is obedience to Him. If we are obedient to Him, God will help us with all of our sins. It's not a matter of that you have to become perfect. It's a matter of that you want to become perfect. And for this man who is active in the homosexual lifestyle, it's not a matter that he has to become a person that no longer has same-sex attraction. That's not what is important. That's not what is required. There are plenty of people that will be saved who have opposite-sex attraction and struggle with it. It's the same thing with same-sex attraction. But anything that is not blessed by God, if we do it without repentance, it is to the detriment of our soul. That's the issue. So we take our Lord's yoke upon us, and the things that are hard are not because of His yoke. He said His yoke is easy. Now either we believe Him or we don't. The things that are hard are our sins, our labors, which cause so much exhaustion. And as we learn to live righteously, then life is easy. Life is free. And we have an easy yoke. Remember, the Lord said the yoke is easy. Sometimes even I've been guilty of saying things like, Christianity is difficult and hard. It really is not. That's really not the proper way to say it. Christianity is easy. What is hard is that we have sins that obscure the reality from us. And therefore, we don't see what it is that we should be striving for, and we lose heart. But if we understood what we're striving for, then Christianity would be easy, because we would cast off our burdens, whether they be sexual attraction burdens, whether they be a burden where we are greedy, or where we lie, or where we're vain, or any other burden. That's how we cast off our burdens, by understanding what it is we are desiring to have, or what we should desire to have. Remember, the Lord said His yoke is easy. Let's not call the Lord a liar now by saying that something is too difficult for us because of God, because of Christianity. That's what people are doing now. Even in the Orthodox Church, they're doing this. That's not true. That's a lie. The Lord's yoke is easy. The hard part is that we have our own yoke that we have to get rid of. We get rid of that, the Lord's yoke will fit very easily on our shoulders and will bring us peace. May God bless you and help you in all things.